It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Tuesday, April 16th. This is Jade, and we're going to be checking out the most recent Pulitzer Prize winner for music in a few minutes. But first, let's check out some of today's music news headlines. If you were holding your breath when you heard that Mick Jagger was going to undergo heart surgery, you can breathe freely again. The Rolling Stones singer is on the mend from his heart valve replacement surgery that took place last week in New York. He just posted a photo of himself standing outside in front of some lovely white flowers and wrote a message that said, "A walk in the park." The band spokesperson, Frank Curtis, also confirmed that Jagger was recovering in good spirits. He said that Jagger is doing very well and is expected to make a full recovery. Game of Thrones. Have you heard of it? The HBO television show, based on the George R.R. Martin novels, has been omnipresent during the run-up to its eighth and final season. There have been plenty of marketing tie-ins, shoes, Oreos, whiskey. Now, the music heads can finally get in on the fantasy fun with three one-of-a-kind Fender guitars. For $25,000, you can grab the House Stark Telecaster with its faux wolf fur-lined case. A red and gold House Lannister Jaguar will set you back $30,000. And the hand-engraved volume and tone knobs around the dragon on the House Targaryen Stratocaster is the most expensive at $35,000. You can actually watch Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine playing with the Targaryen Strat over at thecurrent.org. Aretha Franklin became the first female artist to receive the Pulitzer's Special Citation for the Arts yesterday. The prestigious journalism and arts organization recognized Franklin for her indelible contribution to American music and culture for more than five decades. This special citation is extremely rare. It has been given out to less than a dozen musicians since the beginning of the Pulitzer Prize. So it's Franklin alongside people like Rodgers and Hammerstein, George Gershwin, Duke Ellington, Thelonious Monk, John Coltrane, Bob Dylan, and the most recent one was given away in 2010 to Hank Williams. Let's rock steady with a little Aretha. Last year, the Pulitzer Prize for Music went to Kendrick Lamar for his 2017 album, Damn. It was a huge moment for hip-hop, as Kendrick was the first non-classical or jazz musician to ever receive the prize. This year's winner may not be known in the pop culture world, but Ellen Reed's work is very much at the touchstone of 2019. As the sixth woman ever to win the award since 1943, which is when the Pulitzer for Music was first awarded, Reed's opera Prism focuses on the effects of sexual and emotional abuse. The Pulitzer jury described the winning piece as a bold new operatic work that uses sophisticated vocal writing and striking instrumental timbres to confront the effects of sexual and emotional abuse. To create this sonic palette for her opera, Reed pulled together three distinct scenes. The first sound world is really dreamy and impressionistic, and then the second sound world is gritty and kind of urban and based in a club, and then a third sound world is this new music, the harshest part of reality. She wanted it to feel like the rug got pulled out from under you, you're in this dreamy sound world, and then the more you learn, the dreamy beautifulness of Act One just feels darker and darker. So while no abuse is actually shown on stage, the music creates a really jarring and unrelenting confrontation. Reed explains that she thinks that there is this thing that happens when you're listening to music where it allows people to be closer to understanding something. And that's what she really hopes people take away. For our viral hit today, we'll be listening to something beautiful that came out of something horrible. Yesterday evening, a fire engulfed the centuries-old famed French monument, the Notre-Dame Cathedral in Paris. As the smoke and fire took over the night sky, a group of people gathered across the street and began to sing Ave Maria. And that's today's music news. Head to thecurrent.org to watch that video and check out the rest of today's music headlines. I'm Jade. Today's producer is Anna Wagle. Thanks for listening, and let us know that you're out there. You can do that by rating and reviewing us wherever you get your podcasts. And check back in tomorrow for more music news.